Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming awarded $205 million for rural health program. Debate emerges over bear care. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The federal government has approved $205 million for the first year of Wyoming's Rural Health Transformation Program, part of a five-year funding cycle aimed at strengthening health care across the state. The program was authorized in July through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, backed by President Donald Trump. State health officials confirmed Monday that the funding could support several initiatives, including a proposed catastrophic insurance option known as Bear Care. Bear Care would be a state-run, self-insured program designed to cover major medical emergencies for individuals and small businesses. Wyoming Department of Health officials say the federal dollars would only be used as one-time seed money to build the program's infrastructure, with member fees covering long-term costs. However, House Appropriations Chair John Bair of Gillette says he plans to oppose authorizing the program, arguing it puts government in competition with private insurance and questioning whether it can become self-sustaining. Governor Mark Gordon praised the federal award, calling it a major opportunity to improve rural health care, hospital stability, workforce recruitment, and access to services statewide. The legislature will ultimately decide how the funds are appropriated and whether Bear Care moves forward. State says documents opposing Chugwater Energy Project were fraudulent. Wyoming state officials say three documents submitted in opposition to the proposed Chugwater Energy Project were fraudulent, a claim disputed by the woman who provided them. According to Cowboy State Daily, the issues surfaced during a Monday hearing of the Wyoming Industrial Siting Council in Chugwater, where the council ultimately approved a build permit for the Next Era Energy Resources Project. The development includes a 300-megawatt wind facility, a 150-megawatt solar array, and battery storage east of Chugwater along I-25. During the hearing, representatives from the Wyoming Attorney General's office told the council the documents, including a letter bearing a Colorado doctor's signature and two documents appearing to come from Laramie County School District Number 1, were not authored or approved by the individuals named. Despite concerns raised by local residents about wildlife impacts, health risks, and groundwater contamination, the council approved the permit with added conditions, including groundwater monitoring and increased setback from nearby homes. The woman who submitted the documents, Chugwater resident and reporter Marie Hamilton, denies wrongdoing. She says the state ignored evidence supporting the document's origin and violated her child's privacy by discussing sensitive information in a public meeting. State officials say the matter is now part of the official record. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalene.